Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the final week of the regular season in the sport of college football. It saves the best for last. This is the Pigskin Preview, getting you ready for a rivalry week where the action all begins on Thanksgiving with some NFL football. We got Black Friday football. Don't even worry about the Dolphins Jets. Who wants to watch the Jets play football? Because we've got Nebraska Iowa in a total of 26.5. Egg Bowl on Thursday night, Iron Bowl, the game, the battle for the Governor's Cup. It's going to be a doozy, and the Pigskin Preview is here to talk about it all. Thanks to our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sports betting app. I'm Nick Roush with Adam Luckett, and my radio co-host tried acting like this is a slept-on week. This is the best week of sports in the year. There's not even, I don't even think it's a question, because not only do you have great NFL football, great college football, you got Feast Week happening too with games at all hours of the day. If you need to get away from your family, there's plenty of sports to distract you.
Yeah, if you were going to just rank weeks, it's up there near the top for me, and it's the best college football weekend of the season. Rivalry weekend, you get a chance to, well, in bragging rights all off season, but some teams will get a chance to maybe ruin, not maybe necessarily ruin, but sour other teams' best season. And just really kind of, it's a fun way, I think, to end the regular season and really end the football season, because everything changes, Nick, in 2 weeks with the poll, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, bowl games are exhibitions for sure now. There's about 9 that maybe you're taking real serious, and the rest are just kind of extra spring practice. And so mm-hmm. this is it for the year. And then roster building starts, and the coaching carousel really gets ramped up this weekend. And so this is it. And so the football season, college football, it's a sprint, not a marathon. It goes fast, and now we've reached the end of the tunnel right now. And here at Pigskin's Preview, we're going to try to end with a winning record.
Let's see if we can get to them before we get to your picks. I know it's going to be a wild time over the next 6 weeks, especially the way the Kentucky football season is trending. Go ahead and sign up for KSR Plus right now. And our YouTube viewers, you can get $1 for 2 months when you sign up and use promo code UK1. That's promo code UK1. You're going to get $1 for 2 months access. And this is the time of the year you want that access, right? Because between coaching searches, players going to the portal, who Kentucky's looking at in the portal, which potential assistant coaches are going to be in there. I may or may not have some juicy insider notes coming out in the near future. Sign up today, $1 for 2 months, promo code UK1 when you sign up for KSR Plus. Let's talk about some of the big games of the week. I have the biggest game as one of my picks, but I do want to get to some of the other rivalry games on the slate. I'm fascinated by the Civil War, which what do they call it now? They had to change the name, and it's just like, we get it. It's not, we're not talking Confederates versus the Union. This is Oregon versus Oregon State. Like, we don't have to sugarcoat our way around this. Isn't this a prime spot for Oregon, you know, to stumble? I mean, the Pac-12 always stubs its toe right around this time of the year. It's Oregon State's last go of it. I know it's not at home. They're 14-point dogs. Isn't that a little tasty treat that Oregon State might be able to deliver their rivals on their final Pac-12 game ever?
A couple things here. Football Scoop reported today on Wednesday that Michigan State's top target is Jonathan Smith. So I think that's probably going to happen pretty soon, unless UCLA or Washington open this weekend. Jonathan Smith gave an answer regarding, you know, being contacted. It was pretty much just like, my agent handles that, like, but I'm not going to deny that stuff's not going on. So there's definitely one foot out the door vibes here. But with all that said, I do kind of like the spot for Oregon State. It is a revenge spot for Oregon because the Beavers got them last year. But the way Oregon State can run the ball, minimize possessions, I think they can be able to hang in here. This game might appear in the column this week, and Oregon State is the side I like. But I do wonder about maybe Smith being one foot out the door right now. That does worry me a little bit. But it's a look-ahead spot for Oregon, too, because they got that big game with Washington next week in Las Vegas. I believe they've locked that up. And so you have to worry about that a little bit. But it is a nice Friday night game. Big game on Fox. And so that's going to be fun to watch. But I do – it's the end of an era, right, because Oregon's going to the Big Ten, and Jonathan Smith could be going to the Big Ten as well at Michigan State. So him and Dan Lanning could be meeting again, just in a different conference.
We also have a huge Thursday night matchup. Do not sleep on the Egg Bowl. Who's going to be sitting on top of all of the eggs? The king of eggs in all of Mississippi. Will it be the Bulldogs from Mississippi State? Will it be the Ole Miss Rebels? Ole Miss is a 10-point favorite, Luckett. And what I like to take alt lines and bet anytime touchdown scores. The anytime touchdown scores for Ole Miss, there's not great juice there. Like, even if you get down to the third or fourth option with Jordan Watkins, it's still -115. I did think Woody Marks at +100 is kind of tasty. Might have to take a bite of that. Him and Tulu Smith, it's Tulu Smith and Tulu Griffin. Tulu Griffin is, I think, +150. I mean, if Mississippi State's scoring a touchdown, it's going to be one of those guys, and you get him at plus money. So, I don't know. I might have to take a bite out of that apple. Or bite out of that egg Thursday night, Thanksgiving night.
Road team has, a two-game winning streak in this rivalry. I think it'll get to three. A lot of this rivalry has lost some bark here with Mississippi State's situation. They're very much limping to the finish line. So they get Will Rogers back, so that will help. But I'd expect Ole Miss to handle their business here. And I'm not sure that'll be the typical kind of feisty animosity that we typically see in this rivalry, with everything kind of Mississippi State is going through, unfortunately. And so I think it'll get juiced up again in the near future, but this year, and it might be the last year it's on Thanksgiving, Nick, with Texas A&M coming back.
That's true.
They're going to want to – I think the SEC is going to want that game in the Thanksgiving window. I'm not sure they want two games on Thanksgiving. So I think this might be the last Egg Bowl Thanksgiving we get, and unfortunately I'm not sure we'll have a big memory from this. There's kind of like a coaching hire announced during the game, which is always a possibility at this time of year.
Look, it just never doubt the Egg Bowl. All right, if you are embracing for chaos, that thing is built for chaos. The Iron Bowl can be. I think Hugh Freeze might have been playing chess while others playing checkers by losing to New Mexico State to really catch Nick Saban sleeping on Saturday.
I highly doubt that, but that's another. I'm gonna be honest with you, Nick. Like, a lot of these games, I'm having a hard time getting there. Outside of Michigan, Ohio State, like Florida State, Florida is a backup quarterback bowl, right?
Which is you can't bet that game at all. You just don't know what you're gonna get.
Okay, Bama Auburn. You know, it feels like Bama wins 27-10, right?
Yep.
You know, I'm just having a hard time. The Egg Bowl is not. Like, we're not even getting normal kind of wild Egg Bowl. It's just, well, Mississippi State's packed it in. Ole Miss is kind of on cruise control. And that's not even before getting to Kentucky Louisville. I'm having a hard time getting up for this week. I'm not going to lie. Now, there might be. I'm in a bad football space.
Yeah, that's what it is, buddy. You're just still. Shane Beamer's got you down, buddy. Don't. Fill your ass up with some turkey. Like, come on. You get back.
Bengals play the Steelers on Sunday, and I've got to watch Jake Browning football. Like, I'm just not – I'm not in a good mental space right now. I'm not going to lie. So I'm having a hard time getting up for this.
Well, you know what could help get you back is by playing a little bit of the action on FanDuel Sportsbook, maybe watching some Nebraska-Iowa. Go to FanDuel, download the app, or visit them online. Put in the promo code PIGSKIN. All you got to do is place a $5 winning money line bet. You're going to get $150 in bonus bets with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Props, parlays, They really do a great job with the single game parlays, future bets. Love our friends over at FanDuel. Check them out. Sign up with promo code PIGSKIN. Place a $5 winning money line bet, and you're going to get $150 in bonus bets. But you do need to remember that you must be 21 and over. And I had the thing pulled up, and I just let it out of my face. 21 and over, must be in the state. I lost the disclaimer. 21 and over. Must be in the state of Kentucky. First real deposit wager required. $10 deposit required. Non-withdrawable bonus bets issued. Must be used 7 days after receipt. Full terms and details at fanduel.sportsbook.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I think I got that all right, even though I clicked out of it when I needed to have it up earlier. So,
my bad. And I believe they're offering a sweat-free bet, or I'm not sure how they phrase it, where you automatically they'll give you the money back minimum bet for Kentucky-Louisville this weekend.
Ooh, no sweat bet? Love a good no sweat bet.
So if you wanted to, like for me, like that's a good way to kind of, you know, parlays are bad bets typically, I believe. But if you wanted to take a swing on one, that's the way to do it. I would get with the no sweat bets. Just bet what your normal unit is, throw a few things together, see if you can hit. If not, you've got that unit back so you can bet on whatever your typical straight bet lane would be. So take advantage of that at FanDuel. You have to bet eventually on there, but if you're planning on doing that anyway, you can take a swing on something this weekend.
Well, take a big swing. Hit big with our friends at FanDuel, and now the sun is coming in on my face. We're holding this thing together with zip ties. All right, we've got it ready to roll. I've got some picks that I'm feeling confident in, even though luck gets in a bad spot. Last night, I like the board on a lot of these, and the first one is it's a lot of a hunch bet, and it's the biggest game of the weekend. The game, Ohio State, Michigan. I'm rolling with Ohio State here, Luckett. It just feels like the Harbaugh, they're doubting us against the world. You can play that card for so long until it finally checks out. And I think not only do you have the revenge spot for Ohio State, as fun as it was that Michigan didn't even have to throw the football against Penn State, like you need to throw the football against Ohio State. Even if this is a Big Ten game and those games against, that each team have played against Penn State haven't been the prettiest, Ohio State's been a covering machine as of late. I believe they've covered in 7 straight games. And they haven't really let their foot off the gas, where Michigan's just like kind of dealing with all this stuff while Ohio State is full steam ahead. I think they don't have an excuse about the sign stealing, but you know what? I bet your sweet ass that Ryan Day is telling his team, they can't cheat no more. We're going to go out there and we're going to beat the brakes off of them. So I feel like this is where the Michigan sign stealing story comes to an end. The only part I worry about is that somehow Ohio State is going to be the team that America's rooting for, and that's they're never in that spot, right? But I guess everybody hates Ohio State and Michigan, you know. Just pick your poison.
Yeah, Michigan this year with Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines, Nick. 4-1-1 against the spread. The one loss was that miraculous Purdue backdoor cover where they hit a touchdown pass with like 12 seconds left on 4th and 10 from like the Michigan 35 or something. Without Harbaugh, they're 1-4 against the spread. We talked about the fade Harbaugh principle early in the year. They didn't cover any of those first 3 games. Of course, they beat Penn State, but you kind of look at that Penn State game offensively, they weren't very good. They just ran it. I mean, there was more. I think that game had a lot more to do with Penn State's offense than Michigan. And then lost, you know, last week had a real close one. And if they don't get a couple non-offensive touchdowns, I believe they have 1 or 2 in that game, they could have been in trouble against Maryland. So that is a thing here, and I think you have to consider that when handicapping this game. And then I believe Ohio State's probably the right side here. If I was going to go to the window and play one or the other, I would play Ohio State. Revenge spot, like you mentioned, Harbaugh not being on the sideline, I think that gives Ohio State the edge coaching, and where I would favor maybe Michigan in-game coaching if Harbaugh was on the sideline. And so, yeah, and then you look at this game, the stars got to be the stars. I think Michigan has the better quarterback, but Ohio State's got Marvin Harrison Jr., right?
Yeah.
And if it becomes a game where it's hard to score. Scores are hard to come by. There's probably going to be one possession where he could take over and just go and be the reason they went on a 70-play, 80-yard drive. And so I would side with Ohio State. I don't have a super strong feel for it, but I think that's the right side.
Yeah, you said it much more eloquently about Michigan's struggles, and for me, a lot of it's my gut. It's my gut talking. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. Is there any chance that both of these teams are in the playoff? You would need some of those.
Michigan's schedule's too soft, I think, probably, to get them there.
Could Ohio State get there with the Notre Dame and
They have a better chance, I believe. But it's going
to
be
You would tough. Need a lot of other stuff to happen, right. too. Yeah.
Need some carnage, right.
Which we haven't gotten a whole lot of this year with top 10 teams losing. A lot of chalk, but I'm sure that's going to come to an end sooner rather than later. What's your first pick?
Yeah, sticking in the Big Ten going Friday. I just can't quit them. Iowa plus 2.5 at Nebraska. I felt like there was a right side last week. They just didn't cover, Nick.
Basically, I mean, they nailed it out at the 15-yard line. You know, I mean,
they got that one first down. If they don't get the first down there, they kick a field goal and cover. So, I mean, but those kind of losses are going to happen sometime. But to me, I just look at it this, like, this is one team's winning culture, the other team's trying to establish it. Iowa's playing good football, have some momentum. Nebraska's reeling, right? Chuba Purdy starting. Nebraska's banged up, but so is Iowa. But I just like Iowa here. Now, Vegas is kind of begging you to bet them here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just going to take the bait. I'm going to bet on Iowa in a game against Nebraska where they play the same style. Iowa's just better at it, in my opinion. And I think it's a revenge spot for Iowa. Iowa lost to Nebraska last year on senior day. I think they returned the favor this year, keep Nebraska out of a bowl game.
Yeah. I think 2.5 points here.
I think Iowa wins straight up, so give me the points.
I know there's a line of thinking that when teams are playing for a bowl game, that's a good time to jump on them. I think that's more so the case if it's early November or late October. I don't necessarily know if that's a good idea when it's the final game of the year. It for a turnover team like Nebraska, it feels like they would really strain and try to, you know, go above and beyond, and that's where you make mistakes. And there's one thing this Nebraska team does, it's make mistakes. Mm-hmm. For my second selection, I'm going to a team that's been kind to me this year, that if you find them in the right spot, you can cash in. And this feels like the right spot for Arkansas as a 7.5-point home dog. Sam Pittman is here to stay. I think you have a kind of, you know, I think they'll rally behind them. I'm not in that locker room. I'm optimistic that they will. If you look at this series, Pittman is 3-0 ATS. He just has two-point losses in Columbia. And then they won the only game at home pretty easily. But this part, it's going to be KJ Jefferson. It might be his last game. I'm sure he's going to go through senior day, but he can have the option to do a COVID year and go somewhere else. But this one feels more about Missouri than anything for me, because they play well at Georgia. They go and have back-to-back real emotional wins at home where, I mean, my God, they're holding up Brady Cook like he's a god in there. You know, he's like King Leonidas who in the 300 who just led them to conquer Florida. They're going to come out flat in this game, and they're probably going to win, but the touchdown and the hook, I like it. KJ Jefferson, just go be a hero and keep this thing close enough in the battle for the – this isn't the boot. What do they call this? The border?
Battle line, I think is what it's called.
The battle line, yeah. I know it's just the states on top of each other, kind of like the boot, but different name.
Yeah, I think the big question here is, can Arkansas score enough points to keep up with Missouri, because Missouri's going to score. That's really what you're kind of betting on. They've been kind of feast or famine with the interim OC. So I think that's something there. But there's definitely, you'd have to wonder, do they get an emotional bump from the Pittman news?
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
Feel for the locker room. So I don't really have a lean either one way or the other. I do like Arkansas typically as a road dog. Home dogs will little bit different. They're not as great as they are on the road, but to your point, this is a game that's like typically these games are pretty close. Down the wire. It's been kind of a fun series since Missouri came over.
And so we'll an unexpected really fun rivalry.
Arkansas can knock Missouri out of the New Year's Six, but like I don't know if Arkansas's fan base kind of looks at it like that. Like it's not like a huge rivalry, right? And so, but disappointing season for Arkansas. So let's see how we end it. Meanwhile, Missouri, a win, and they're going to the New Year's Six, right? That would lock up a bid for them. The New Year's Six would be just a terrific season over there for them. So if you look at it that aspect, it seems like Missouri has more to play for. But if Arkansas gets the head coach bump here, they're more than good enough to keep this game close and have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter.
I just mentally the to go on the road after all of that. If you have Arkansas ready for that game, then I think they can at least keep it close. Like it. Who's your second lock of the week?
Yeah, another one on Friday. Going to the Big 12. I'm going to lay the 12.5 with Texas at home versus Texas Tech. I look at it a couple ways. Texas is still in the playoff hunt. Should be motivated. It's got a lot of stuff to play for. Handled a difficult test at Iowa State last week. Texas Tech's very run heavy. If you stop the run, they struggle on offense. Texas has a really good run defense. So I like Texas at home here. To go ahead and lay the double digits. And also here, Nick, something I think Sark is probably selling this week. The Big 12 commissioner had comments. He went to Texas Tech before the season and was like saying, hey, Texas Tech, go beat them at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think you'll see a pumped up Texas team here on senior day. I like them here to cover the double digits and move on to the Big 12 championship game and be right there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In the playoff hunt for one more week.
Let's see if going back to the well works. Two plays, running it back-to-back weeks. You went 2-1 last week. I was 3-0. No big deal. We're going down to the wire with both of our selections here in the regular season. For my final pick, I am keeping it simple, stupid. LSU is 10-1 with the over this year. I mean, you can't make these games enough points. This is one final chance for Jaden Daniels to pad his stats for the Heisman Trophy. And in addition to that, I mean, A&M scored, I think, 60 points in the last two football games. LSU's defense, you know, they can't stop a nosebleed. So let's just get to the over. 66 doesn't feel that high. I mean, 42-24 gets you there. You know, like it's – or hell, actually, that's a push. But I think LSU gets close to a 50-burger. A&M will probably score for a while, but they're going to – Jane Daniels is going to get his once again. And so, yeah, let's take those points and ride with it, baby.
Yeah, the key here is A&M scoring enough points for you.
Yeah.
LSU is probably going to do their part, but you need A&M to get to 21. If they get there, you're going to have a really good shot at that. So that's the key to watch. It's not watching Daniels, it's watching A&M's offense.
Will A&M turn the ball over multiple times? You know, I think that's a lot of it for me. But that game's produced some weird ones over the years. I don't think it's going to get that weird, but you never know with LSU, right? I don't think all of us saw that LSU-Florida game unfolding the way it did. So who knows? Things could get frisky there. That's what's fun about rivalry weekend, Lucky, is right now you're struggling to get off the mat and, like, all three of the games I mentioned just could be straight to banana land. It's rivalry weekend, you know?
That's true. You never, you know, throw out the records. Is that what they say? Is
it rivalry game? Throw them out.
The records. So we'll see. I'm also staying in the SEC, Nick, here on the final pick. Rivalry game. Georgia Tech. I'm going to lay the 24.5 with the big road favorite here, the Dogs. Number one team in the country. You know, they're just rolling right now, so I'm going to jump on it. This is probably going to team. I'm probably going to blind bet throughout the rest of the way. Right? I've got a wager in on them to win the national title. Put that in about 4 weeks ago. I just think they're the best team. Their offense is very, very good. Defense is still top five, top three. I just like them here. And Georgia Tech, this is a team, Nick, we just saw them against Clemson a couple weeks ago and just got totally outclassed against Clemson. I think we'll see something similar here at home. So I'm going to lay the big number with the Dogs.
Early line, Alan FanDuel for Georgia, Alabama. Dogs minus 4.5. Mm-hmm. Is that about right?
Dogs.
I would like them there too. I'm surprised it isn't more like 6.5. I might have to hop on that because I would think a lot of money would be on Georgia, so that thing might go up or might open a little higher.
Bama as a dog is going to get a lot of blind bets when people see a brand like that as getting plus points. So you always have to remember that. It's just like if you know
it's true.
It's like Ohio State this weekend. There's people see they're a dog. Ohio State's a dog. Hammer it. And so I think you'll see a lot of that. But yeah, I like Georgia. I just think Georgia's the best team. Based from what I've seen. Now you got to see how it plays out. The tricky part for Georgia would be if they lost to Bama. I don't know if they would get in. If that happens.
Yeah, if the committee thinks they're schedule is good enough. But
if they get into the dance, I don't see anyone beating them. But I can be wrong, and we'll have to see it play out.
Well, those are our picks for the week. Whoa, not so fast, my friends. It's rivalry week, so I've got some bonus bets for you. You can find all of Luckett's Locks in the column, but I just have too many that I liked to be able to narrow them all down. So I'm going back to the well for a team that they weren't kind to you last week. They've had their moments. They've been up and down. It's also a principal play. NC State is a ranked dog at home. They're a ranked dog for a reason. Give me the Tar Heels minus 2.5 on the road. Mac Brown's final game before he retires. Send him off. Carry him off on your shoulders, Tar Heels. Get Drake May a big win before he opts out of the bowl game. Like that's the right spot for me. Love the Tar Heels in that rivalry matchup, even though it is on the road.
Yeah, I think for this aspect, NC State just labors the score. Mm-hmm. So it's really just North Carolina. If you could get to 24, you would feel really good.
Yeah.
About that. So I think that's probably the key here, because NC State's going to want a 17-13 slugfest. But if North Carolina could just if they can get to a certain point total, it's going to be hard for NC State to win a football game like that.
The other play that I love for your Thanksgiving slate on NFL Thursday. I'm a big Niners guy. I've been riding with them. They're basically my entire fantasy football team. But I'm taking Seahawks plus 7 at home. Kyle Shanahan's 4-8 against Pete Carroll as a head coach. Seahawks do well against his football teams. Give me the touchdown dogs at home in that raucous atmosphere at night. I'm worried that's going to be the only close game of the day because the Commanders stink. Dallas is really just beating the crap out of bad teams. And then the Lions at home, Ford Field. That feels like a huge spot for that fan base. The years and years of watching bad football on Thanksgiving, I feel like that's going to be a rowdy-ass atmosphere Thursday afternoon at Ford Field.
Yeah, good for them. I mean, they're having an awesome season. They're going to host a playoff game. They're going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Unless catastrophe hits. And man, Campbell is the man. So it's the Packers, right? They play the Packers?
Yes. Yeah. 7.5-point favorites.
They've been a covering machine, too, the Lions have. I think they've got one of the best cover percentages over the last year and a half, I think, since they got hot last year. They've just been a covering machine.
Feels like Vegas has kind of corrected that course a little bit, and you were because like last you know they laid an egg against the Bears, but I think it's a little bit different in this spot at home, even though it is a short week. This is what the Lions do every year, right? They're at home for Thanksgiving, which that'd be fun. I know I've done Churchill for Thanksgiving once, and that was cool. I know some other people are doing that this year. It'd be fun to do a sporting event for Thanksgiving. Let them take care of the turkey.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, we've talked about like Kentucky Louisville maybe going Black Friday one year, which I think would be
fun.
Would be fun, but yeah, I do enjoy the football on Thanksgiving. It definitely makes it one of the best, or my favorite holiday for sure.
Well, we're not going to ruin your favorite holiday by talking Kentucky Louisville right here. We'll save all of that for 11 personnel. Make sure you're subscribed and listening to it each and every week. We appreciate you following along with us. And if you want to get more in-depth details on the Kentucky football and basketball program, sign up for KSR Plus, promo code UK1, $1 for 2 months access. Check it out today. Luckett, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Peak, thankful that you've been able to get us on all year. It's a lot of fun picking games, and we're definitely going to be picking a lot more because you've got conference championship week, bowl season, a lot of fun, a lot of money to be made with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Thanks so much for listening. For Adam Luckett, I'm Nick Roush. Go Cats and go Krogery.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.